Welcome back to Minnesota Matters. I'm Scott Peterson. Minnesota's own Louis Anderson has been a comedy icon for more than 30 years. Now he's starring in a critically acclaimed brand new show on FX. It's called Baskets. I recently had a chance to chat with Louis about his career and his unique role in the new show. You're playing an interesting character in the new FX series Baskets. Tell me about how you came to play Zach Galifianakis' mother, Christine, in the show.
Well, I got a call from Louis C.K. He called my agent and asked for my phone number. I said, yeah, give it to him. And he called me and said, Louis, I'm doing a show with Zach, and we want you to play a part. I said, yeah. He said, we want you to play Zach's mom. And I go, yeah, I'll do it.
Really, it was that easy for you?
Yeah, because, you know, I've been doing my mom character, my act, for 37 years. You know, and I have five sisters and my mom, and I said, what the hell? Why not?
Well, I was going to ask, you know, as you just said, your family's been a part of your act for quite some time. How much of your mother is in your portrayal of Christine?
I would say a large amount. She's a little meaner than my mom was. But yeah, a large part of her is definitely derived. Oftentimes in the show, I would say to Jonathan Kreisel from Portlandia, who is our director, he's the guy who did Portlandia, I would say to him, hey, do you mind if I do this? Mind if I try this like my mom would say it? And he'd go, yeah, go ahead. And I did, and man, that was a home run. A lot of times, and it was my mom's, you know, voice in my head, and her words, and her gestures, and her looks, and so I think we're all, you know, I think we all have a pedigree that runs from our parents, you know, kind of like where we get our looks, where we get our opinions, where we get all that stuff. I think it runs very deep in us.
You know, here in Minnesota, we're proud of you. We sort of think of you as our own. And are you still connected to Minnesota in some way? Do you still have those connections?
Oh, man, yeah. I would move back if you would dome it. I would, you know, the older I get, the more I want to live in Minnesota with all my family and friends and all my familiar places and the niceness of Minnesota. You know, there's something really good and helpful. And, you know, Minnesota's the type of place where if somebody's in a ditch, you don't think as much as maybe you would if you're somewhere else to pull over and try to help them get out of it. Everybody, you know, there's a big all-for-one, one-for-all attitude in Minnesota. And, you know, I also learned about being generous and being charitable on the receiving end as a poor child. And that transferred over to my adulthood, to be giving and to be charitable. So I think Minnesota, you know, it's as much of that character, you know, as I am.
As someone who's been on the comedy scene for quite some time, are you looked at as an elder statesman by some of the comedians you're working with on the show, Zach Galifianakis and Louis C.K.?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, I think people use those words, elder statesman, and I just think I'm a comic, you know, like I'm still alive and well in my comedy. It still means a great deal to me. It still motivates me. It still drives me. I mean, I want to do a new special. I've been working really hard on the material, and I want to take it, you know, I'm not satisfied with what I've done, but I'm really excited about what I could do.
I've been watching Tonight Show with Johnny Carson reruns lately and just kind of rediscovering how great he is. And I'm hoping you can share with me a little bit about what your experiences were like the first time you were on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Well, you know, it was a surreal experience for the kid from Minnesota who sat on the arm of the couch and watch The Tonight Show with my dad. He'd let me stay up and watch the comedians, and he loved Doc Severinsen, and so I would sit there and watch it. And so when I was backstage at The Tonight Show and that spotlight hit that curtain that I used to watch through a black and white TV, it was like an out-of-body experience for me. I don't have any conscious memory of doing the set, but when I watch it, I remember how I was transported almost above myself to look at and watch what was going on because it was so important to me.
And what was Johnny Carson like when they went to commercial and maybe you had a chance to chat with him off camera a little bit? What was he like?
You know, he wasn't, he saved it all for when it was on camera for the most part. He would ask how you are, how are things going? I hope it's going well. But he would listen to the band and he did not do small talk. But he was very nice to me, and I wish I would have realized how much he liked me. You know, he really was a sweet, sweet man.
I saw that early in your career you wrote for Henny Youngman. What was that like?
Well, you know, that way he was all business. You know, I mean, no, but, you know, he was friendly. Don't get me wrong. But he was all about the next joke. What's the next joke? What are you working on? What do you got for me? What's the, you know, so that experience was kind of a weird, crazy experience. I became friends with his grandson, Larry Kelly, who, God rest his soul, was one of my favorite people. And Henny just was so much fun to be around, and he'd always yell at you, "You're driving too fast. You're going too fast. You're going too fast." But he was, an icon, a legend. And him and Milton Berle, I got to see them perform together, and it was quite an amazing thing.
I speak for a lot of us here in Minnesota when I say your success, it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
More Minnesota Matters after this.